Aha!
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap Bookroo. What did he say? Tiki leader. I think that's what he said. Yes, it was. And sitting here in my lap is Podcat. Podcat hasn't joined us in a while here on the show, so welcome, Podcat. Don't pull anything off the table, don't get in the way, and everything will be great. So, anyway, I just got back from King Soopers. I ran a little errand, had to pick up some bread. That's now the dog treat for Moon Pie. Moon Pie loves bread. Does not like the big barrel of cheesy dog treats that I got from Petco the other day. Petco, PetSmart, I can't remember which one it is. And it's one of these giant barrels. It looks like cheese puffs for adults, but they're in the shape of a dog. And it's a dog treat. And it's a million of them for only $9.99. I thought, whoa, it's on sale. Dog's got to love it. Dog hates them. Dog hates dog treats. So I'm stuck with all these dog treats and he prefers bread anyway, so I just buy the cheap $1 loaf. Yeah, that's the doggy treat. I rip it in half. So anyway, I run over to the King Super, and I'm walking past the bread section, which is always horrible because they have out all those super good breads like cheesy jalapeno garlic bread and Parmesan bread and fresh baked right out of the oven. It's $1.69 bread. So I'm trapped as I'm walking through there. Made the mistake of going hungry. Never go hungry to the grocery store. So I'm in there and I see this giant cinnamon roll. It makes Cinnabon. You know that Cinnabon roll? Sissy. It's sissy. It's very... This thing was the size of a cow head. I've never seen a cinnamon roll this big, covered in just luscious icing. And it was so massive and so appealing that I thought, I better walk back and check on it. So I go back over, look at it, and think, my God, this son of a bitch is huge. I bet Miss Thang would get a kick out of just seeing a sweet roll this massive. So that's, I think, well, it's so big, it's like an illusion or something. It can't be this big. She will marvel at the fact that this thing has its own planetary structure. There may be a sun inside this solar system of a Cinnabon. And that's the only reason I'm thinking about buying it, is because it is so big, she'll have to be amused by it and not annoyed that I brought this massive carb ball into the house. So I get the oversized Cinnabon, driving home from King Super, and I thought, well, you know what? I'll just pull off a little corner of this thing, and I'll snack on it on the way home. Doesn't that sound like a pretty good idea? You've done that before, right? I'll have like a French fry out of the sack on the way home. Well, I think, well, you know, now it's already not as big as it's supposed to be, so maybe I'll just eat this little outer ring here, and then I'll save it and show it to her. Well, now if I show it to her, it doesn't have the same effect as when it was massive, because I just ate the outer ring of Mars off this munchie planet. So now I'm thinking, well, I've already eaten the outer ring. It's not going to be as impressive the way it is. Maybe I'll go ahead and just eat half of it, and then I'll just put it away, and we don't have to talk about it. Miss Thang doesn't need to know about this. And now I think, you know, I've already eaten half of this fucker. I ought to go ahead and just finish it off, be done, and I'll start my diet again tomorrow. Yeah, that's what I do. So now I had the worst freaking headache. Seriously, I thought I was going to fall over the banister in my house a while ago because I'm so wobbly from the fucking sugar. Oh my God, I've never had something spike my blood sugar. I've had two cans of Rockstar back to back. That's 60-something grams of sugar, and I didn't feel like I was going to lose my balance and fall off a balcony. What the fuck is in this thing? Oh my God. So, I don't even know if I'm slurring my words. I thought I'd just come down here and tell you this story, and hopefully this is coming out well, because I am in a fucking sugar coma. If I had a diabetic's blood meter machine, I'd be pricking my finger to find out what the fuck is going on. Because, seriously, I'm spacey as shit. Seriously, spacey as shit. Okay, well, that's the end of that story. I'll try to think of something else while I'm in this sugar coma. And then hit the record button again. All right. Meanwhile, one day later, we're back. All right, well, I kind of seriously passed out last night. Don't remember a whole lot about it. Sugar coma from hell. But I am back. It is Wednesday. So, again, aloha, mud babies. I hope you're doing well. Hope your day has been okay. Mine has been much better today. I have been quite busy. A lot of stuff going on in the news today. Appears that George Strait has issued his retirement notice. Yep, he said this last tour is going to be where the cowboy rides away. Country music is sure going to miss George Strait. To me, he's one of the last holdouts of the real country sound, and we will miss him. But then again, I heard today that Garth Brooks is now thinking about coming out of retirement. So maybe they'll just tag team it off. One will go out on the road and one will go to Vegas again. We can only hope. George Strait's always been one of my favorite. I know he's been a lot of people's favorite. That's why he's King. King George. That's what they call him. King George. And they should. I lost track of the number one hits about, what, 52, 54? Jeez. How many does this guy have? If you know, give me a holler. George makes every song his own. That's what I love about George is he'll... If you hear a song, you go, that's a George song. Like when I first heard Easton Corbin, I thought, wow, that's George Strait. Because Easton was doing a song that might as well, not that he just sounds like George Strait, because he does, and that's not a bad thing, but it is a George Strait song. You could just hear a song by another artist and go, you know who did that? George Strait. That's a George Strait sounding song right there. And Easton Corbin is a George Strait sounding some bitch right there. His new stuff is good. Easton Corbin's, I like that song, Loving You Is Fun. I think that's it. Loving You Is Fun. Well, it ought to be. It's better than Loving You Gives Me a Rash. That would not be good. Or Loving You Makes Me Have to Go Get This Checked. That would not be a good song title at all. Sometimes all you need is a good song title to have a hit. You know, that's like Dropkick Me Jesus Through the Goalposts of Life. Or She Got the Gold Mine, I Got the Shaft. What were some of the other great ones? There was a John Denver song a long time ago that, I can't remember, what was the name of that? Just one of the lines was, she just sorta stomped on my aorta. Oh, it was, you done stomped on my heart. And the rest of it was, and stomped that, wait, what was it? You done stomped on my heart and smashed that sucker flat. That was the name of that John Denver song. It was a great, great song. Another good song title, If the Phone Doesn't Ring, It's Me. That was that Jimmy Buffett song. That was another great title. May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose. That's little Jimmy Dickens. Great country song title. You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. That was Conway and Loretta. You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. Or the Johnny Cash song. He had a great one called I've Been Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Heart. I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart. Yeah. There's one, I don't really remember if it was called Billy Broke My Heart at Walgreens and I Cried All the Way to Sears. Anybody remember, does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? I don't know what the legal part of singing these on the podcast would be, but because I loved that one. That was, does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? I remember that. I used to sing that as a kid all the time, just to annoy my parents, pretty much. Now, Ray Stevens had a great one. It was called, Get Your Tongue Out of My Mouth, because I'm trying to kiss you goodbye. Now, Ray Stevens, to me, he's always been with the funny one. He's had some great funny hits over the years. And I think that was on an album called He Thinks He's Ray Stevens. He had a lot of great ones, like Ahab, the Arab, Guitar Zan. But he had a really straight one called Everything is Beautiful. Remember that? That was a good one, too. You know what? I don't know if Ray would get me. I don't think Ray would be having trouble with this, because Ray's a cool guy. And this is just promo for Ray. Let's see if he can just get play a little bit of this song.
You flashed that come on smile. Your steamy eyed glance nearly drove me wild. So we drove out to the country and parked beneath the stars, where you fogged up my windshield and set my soul afar. Well, you moved into my place that very same night. I was so happy it was the first sight. One day I came home early the very next week. Found a man in my closet, said he's playing hide and seek. Now I may be stupid, but I'll never understand why he was playing hide and seek with all his clothes in his hand. So get your feet off of my table, get your shoes from under my bed, get your hat off my hat rack, put it on your head. Get your coat out of my closet, put it on your back. Get your burning husky record starting, it's time for you to pack. Get your arms from around me, it ain't no use to try.
Well, that's it. You get the hint. That was a great song. Country sounding, country picking, and a good country title. Get your tongue out of my mouth, because I'm kissing you goodbye. That was Ray Stevens. And if you want more of that song, here's what you do. See, that was a little teaser. You go to iTunes and you buy Ray Stevens' song, Get Your Tongue Out of My Mouth, because I'm kissing you goodbye. It's probably only 99 cents. There. Don't sue me, Ray. I'm just trying to sell some shit for you. Appreciate it, brother. Another great country song was, oh, this is disgusting, but it's a great title. It was called, If My Nose Was Full of Nickels, I'd Blow It All on You. That doesn't get much better than that, does it? If you got any other song titles that you remember, some weird, funny ones, give them a holler. Give me a shout out, mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. You could even email me some of those songs. If you got a copy of them, I'd love to hear them. Well, while that song was playing, I went ahead and Googled worst song titles in country music. Now, here's a complete list. You ready? The best of the worst country songs. Here you go. Dropkick Me Jesus Through the Goalposts of Life. Get Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns in the Bed. I always liked that. That was Kiki Friedman. Her Teeth Were Stained, But Her Heart Was Pure. How Can I Miss You If You Won't Go Away? How Can You Believe Me When I Say I Love You When You Know I've Been a Liar All My Life? That reminds me of a song that I wrote years ago with Bill Pentland called How Can You Say You Love Me With Someone Else's Dick in Your Mouth? That's very, very close. That was a cheating song. I've Been Roped and Thrown by Jesus in the Holy Ghost Corral. I Changed Her Oil, She Changed My Life. I Don't Know Whether to Kill Myself or Go Bowling. I Fell in a Pile of You and Got Love All Over Me. I Keep Forgetting I Forgot About You. I Want to Whip Your Cow. Now, I don't know that one. I might have to Google that just to hear that song. I Want to Whip Your Cow. That sounds like a euphemism for something, doesn't it? I Would Have to Write You a Letter, But I Couldn't Spell Yuck. I Wouldn't Take Her to a Dog Fight, Even If She Could Win. I'd Rather Have a Bottle in Front of Me Than a Frontal Lobotomy. I'm Just a Bug on the Windshield of Life. I'm the only hell my mama ever raised. I've got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Oh, I do remember that one. I got the hungries for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. That was a good one. If love were oil, I'd be a quart low. I can't be number one in your life, then number two on you. If you don't leave me alone, I'll go and find someone else who will. If you leave me, can I come too? Mama, get the hammer. There's a fly on Papa's head. My head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus. Oh, what? That's kind of sacrilegious, isn't it? My John Deere was breaking your field while your dear John was breaking my heart. My wife ran off with my best friend, and I sure do miss him. Oh, I've got hair oil on my... What is this? Wait a minute. Oh, I got hair oil on my ears, and my glasses are slipping down, but baby, I can see through you. Makes no sense, does it? Pardon me, I've got someone to kill. This is number 32 on the list. Number 33, she got the gold mine, I got the shaft. Yeah, I told you that one earlier. She got the ring, I got the finger. She made toothpicks out of the timber of my heart. She's got freckles on her butt. I love her. Thank God in Greyhound she's gone. That was a Roy Clark song. They may put me in prison, but they can't stop my face from breaking out. Velcro arms, Teflon heart. When you leave, walk out backwards so I'll think you're walking in. You can't have your Kate and Edith too. Oh, see, that's got to be a cheating song because you can't have Kate and Edith too. See the play there? You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You're the reason, you're the reason our kids are ugly. We did that one. I married her just because she looks like you. That was a Lyle Lovett song. Don't cry on my shoulder because you're rusting my spurs. Here's a good one. I wish I was in Dixie tonight, but she's out of town. I'm going to hire a wino to decorate our home. I'm so miserable without you, it's like having you here. If she puts lipstick on my dipstick, I'll fall in love. I just fell in love with that song. If she puts lipstick on my dipstick, I'll fall in love. Some of these you're going to have to Google and actually listen to the real song, because I know I'm going to later. Please bypass this heart. She's outdoing what I'm doing without. I keep forgetting I forgot about you. Yeah, we talked about that one. Let's see. Love will beat your brains out. Guess my eyes were bigger than my heart. This time I'm going to beat you to the truck. Hell stays open all night. That was a George Jones song. And hell stays open all night long. I'd be better off in a pine box, Doug Stone. I've got you on my conscience, but at least you're off my back. She even woke me up to say goodbye. That bitch, that is... Just walk out. Let him wake up and find the note. Don't be like that. She feels like a new man tonight. Well, that might be after the surgery. The last word in lonesome is me. When we get back to the farm, that's when we really go to town. Ooh, that sounds like a loving kind of song. Like they're going to hop into bed and do a little... Got some pig sex. Who's your farmer? Who's your farmer? Ever since I said I do, there's a lot of things she don't. Her body couldn't keep you off my mind. I hate every bone in your body except mine. I just bought a car from the guy that stole my girl, but the car don't run, so I figured we got an even deal. Ooh, good one, good one. I'm not married, but my wife is. A cheating song right there. A good sounding cheating song. Out of my head and back in my bed. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? And here's one of my favorite of all times. What made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Yeah, see, it's about drinking that Milwaukee beer. What made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Google that one. That's a good one. And that is just about enough of that. Country song titles. There you go. You got more, send them to me. mudflatmcgrew@gmail.com. Speaking of email, I got one from Wade Cloyd this morning that I really want to read to you. This is funny. It's a little political, but it's still funny. Okay, I'm just gonna read it like it's written. Okay. They're not happy in Gaza. They're not happy in Egypt. They're not happy in Libya. They're not happy in Monaco. They're not happy in Iran. They're not happy in Iraq. They're not happy in Yemen. They're not happy in Afghanistan. They're not happy in Pakistan. They're not happy in Syria. They're not happy in Lebanon. So where are they happy? They're happy in Australia. They're happy in Canada. They're happy in France. And they're happy in Italy. They're happy in Germany. And they're happy in Sweden. They're happy in the USA. They're happy in Norway. They're happy in Holland. And they're happy in Denmark. Basically, they're happy in every country that is not Muslim. And they're unhappy in every country that is. And who do they blame? Not Islam. Not their leadership. Not themselves. They blame the countries they are happy in. And then they want to change those countries to be like the countries that they came from and they're unhappy with. Excuse me, but I can't help but wonder, how dumb is this? Oh, look, we have a special guest that just came in.
Hello.
It's been a while. She used to come here all the time and enjoyed being here with us and at the studio
basement.
And then she decided, hey, I'll just do my own show. And you be danged.
And it's only once a week. Yeah. Less commitment.
How are you, Miss Thay?
I'm good. I am good.
Well, your podcast is doing well.
Well, thank you. We're just two girls having fun with a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I liked the, I was going to tell you this. Y'all were in the one I was listening to today, which came
this
out.
This week's. Yeah.
Y'all had a thing about trying to come up with a saying. Y'all need to say the same thing.
Right.
Every time.
Right.
And then at the very end of it, you said something about two girls and one bottle of wine, and guys like boobs. I'm Janet. I'm Ashley.
No, it's two girls and a bottle of wine because guys like boobs. That's the part you focused on. And girls like wine.
Oh, is that what it was?
You forgot the whole girl part, which does not surprise me.
Oh, I just remembered the boob part. But
of course you did.
I was going to tell you, you should just go ahead and just cut that part right there and just save
use
that
every time.
Because y'all did it perfect, because it was like just off the top of your head. It's like, guys like boobs.
Girls like wine.
See?
I'm out of practice.
I know,
it's
but see, if you did it again, it might not flow right. But it was
right.
It
but
was
I
perfect.
Thought that could be like the funny part. You know how the Simpsons intro was always kind of a little different?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see
where the Ashley train decides to go.
The Ashley train?
Yes.
Is that train having trouble?
No, not at all. Oh. She's very excited. She's very happy. We were talking today about her coming in on Sunday to record.
This Sunday?
Yeah, possibly. Oh. We'll see. We got to check the Janet Steve schedule.
Oh, that's fine with me.
See if we can get her into the studio.
Y'all going to try a different wine this time?
Possibly, yes.
Your choice of wine, or is she going to bring one in?
I think it's her turn. I supplied it last time.
Because I heard that she's got a thing for $9 wine.
We both love cheap wine. We're cheap dates.
Oh, and guys love that.
I know. That's why you kept
And guys
me.
Love cheap dates, and girls love wine. There's the new one.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Well, did you bring a little news with you today?
I did. My first news story, I guess it was announced earlier today, but I didn't hear anything about it until I exited the world that is my work, and I was very sad to hear that Andy Williams died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I lived in Branson, Missouri for 5 years, and when I think of Branson, Andy Williams is a big part of that because
he had the theater there, didn't he?
Right, yeah. He had the Moon River Theater, and he had a restaurant. And if you remember on, I think it was the Labor Day telethon, they would cut to Branson as part of that. You probably never watched that.
No, never did. Never saw it.
My dad watched that religiously. Probably he still does. But every year they would cut to Branson, and then they did New York and L.A. But Branson was always at the Moon River Theater with Andy Williams. So that's kind of what a lot of people think of when they think of Branson. And it's always been the running joke. Is that guy still alive or do they just prop him up? But the sad thing is, he actually died today of after a long battle with cancer.
Oh, well, so the rumor that they found him, he was drowned in Moon River, is not is not true, right?
Too soon.
Too soon? Too soon.
Gosh, dang, it hasn't even been 24 hours.
Too soon.
I guess he was diagnosed with cancer in November of 2011, so last year, but he continued to perform at his Moon River Theater in Branson. He was an entertainer.
Right up
That's
to
what
the
he
end.
Did. Mm-hmm. You know, Ronald Reagan dubbed him a
Ronald Regular? Regular?
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. Ronald Reagan dubbed him a national treasure.
Well, he was that old.
That's but I was he was only 84.
Oh, I know, but I did you see my Facebook? I posted a bunch of videos today because after I heard about it this morning, I started listening to all of his music, and I'm like, I forgot I loved this song. You know, the theme from Man from La Mancha and Dr. Zhivago, and he had Moon River, and
he had a crazy amount of hits.
And then he discovered the Osmonds. So we can either love him or hate him because of that.
I love the Osmonds. They're in Branson, too. Shocking. Andy Williams earned 17 gold and 3 platinum records over his 75-year span in the business.
That's a lot.
So he's a legend. Let's have a moment of silence. Even the dog was quiet. That's good.
Wow, that was cool. Wow. I was just about to hit pause and then go smack the dog, but the dog got quiet.
Do you want to go handle that?
I will take care of that. Hold on. I'm
going
to
go on with some more news. So while you go handle the dog, get the business taken care of. I'm going to talk about parents of gun-toting kids fire back on Twitter. Outraged gun control advocates went ballistic on Twitter yesterday after Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan made a trail stop to grab some camouflage hunting garb for his 10-year-old daughter, Lisa, to go with the rifle she got for Christmas. We'd forgive you for concluding that most people think that little girls shouldn't be playing with guns, but you would be wrong. There are lots of little girls that like to play with guns. I'm pretty sure Miranda Lambert probably started walking, then she started talking, and then I bet she got her first pistol, because she's the queen of the pistols.
She's Pistol Annie!
And the cross pistols.
And the cross pistols that you love and adore.
I love the cross pistols. I considered getting that as a tattoo.
Really?
Yes.
Still considering it?
I don't know. Tattoos are forever. I don't have any.
Yeah, that's a big commitment.
Speaking of, never mind.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Speaking of commitment, did you watch Partners the other night? You mean that episode where they were trying to decide if they should get married or not?
I kind of like that new show, Partners.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because you started off like, I don't know if this is going to work for me.
It's new. It's change. Change.
Not good. Change.
Not good. But yeah, I think I like it. Don't you?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I'm a little over the fact that they have to have the flaming gay guy, though. Did you notice, like, they had the flaming gay guy, mm-hmm. the show right after, two broke girls had the flaming gay guy at the auction, and, you know, they can't just have a gay guy. It has to be like, hi, welcome, it's
me. I think
me.
You just spiked in my ear.
But that's what they do on TV. They spike it. Every soon as they come on the screen, hello, fabulous, fierce.
Oh, you are correct. And, I think I've just kind of accepted it, because there's nothing I can do to change it.
No.
I know that's a horrible answer, and not how I was raised, but...
How were you raised?
To do things better. Ken Wilson's texting you. He wants to come play.
Ken Wilson wants to know if you want to come have dinner before the show on Saturday.
So it's Saturday. We weren't even sure when
we weren't
the show
sure
was.
We're going to go. This is because of the Grizzly Rock has a
Which
Rolling Stones
about.
Tribute band. We're celebrating 50 years of rock and roll with the Rolling Stones.
What are some of your favorite Rolling Stones songs?
I Can't Get No Satisfaction, Street Fighting Man, Hey, Hey, You, Get Off of My Cloud, Give Me Shelter, You know,
we only have 30 minutes,
Ruby
right?
Tuesday.
Wow.
Goes
so
on
you're,
and on.
You're going to have fun as long as they don't butcher.
I love that. Yeah, because the Stones are one of the only bands that I've ever paid like $300 a ticket to go see.
And I don't think there's anyone that I would do that. Maybe Conway Twitty, but he'd have to come back to life, and that would be worth it.
Because you'd go see the hologram. You'd pay to see the hologram. Speaking
of
which,
it would have to be Conway Twitty.
That hologram company went out of business. They went bankrupt. You know, the one that made the Tupac?
Right.
They were going to take him on tour. They went bankrupt. See, they screwed up. They did it. The rapper, instead of doing
Elvis.
Like Elvis or Johnny Marilyn. Cash or something, they should have thought it out before they go, let's put billions on Tupac and hope for the best.
Ridiculous. I'm always a little nervous when Butterfly, the little toy poodle's around in the basement.
At least she's not barking right now. She's not barking.
The he, she.
This dog is fabulous.
I see we're dog sitting. I never get notified about this stuff. I come home and, hi, there's another big white puff of dog.
Well, I didn't really notify you because my sister dropped by this morning. She and her friend Lori, our friend Lori,
mm-hmm.
they stopped by and said, we got a really cheap room in Aspen. We're going to Aspen. Do you mind watching the dog for a night? And I said, no.
Okay.
So that's why
it's fine.
That's why you came home and my sister's dog was there.
Hello. All right.
And Angel loves you.
She does, as long as I feed her. She is the biggest pig I've ever met.
She came in and immediately ate all the dog food
that was
in the bowl.
I saw that. Poor Butterfly's going to lose weight.
I hope so. Dog's fat. She weighs like 4.5 pounds now.
She should be 3, right?
Yeah, 3.5.
You better get to running, Butterfly.
Go chase the cat. Lose some weight.
Let's do another news story.
All right,
do we have time?
Yeah, we got time for one more news story, okay. And then we'll get out of here.
In a wry gesture, Goodyear last week sent letters offering free driving lessons to traffic-challenged celebrities. Guess who those were?
Lindsay Lohan and Amanda Bynes.
How did you guess?
Was it those two?
Yes.
Only those two?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, but...
I'm psychotic. I know those things.
Do you think it's a smart move for Goodyear?
Oh, sure. It's publicity, isn't it? You're talking about it.
Right.
Who's talked about Goodyear in a long time?
Yeah. I guess you're right.
And if those tires can help save their life, it's a good thing.
Yeah. They sent letters to the two actresses saying that they're sorry to hear about the latest driving mishap and that they understand that driving can be a real challenge, particularly trying to navigate all of the stop-and-go traffic in L.A. and New York City. Mm. So they were being kind of sympathetic to
them. Have they heard back from either one of them?
No.
Why do I ask these guy questions?
No, I'm looking, and it does not look like they have.
Okay.
Do you think they really would, though?
No.
I bet Lindsay Lohan cussed them out as soon as she got... Well, she probably didn't even get the letter. Her dad probably did.
Yeah, but she would probably be one of the ones that would do it because... It would be publicity. You talk about it'd be all over TMZ. Lindsay Lohan takes, you know, safety courses.
Right. You have a good point.
What do they
Lindsay,
say?
Lindsay, listen to Mudflap. He knows what you should do.
Any press is good press, as long as it doesn't involve children, I guess.
Right.
And spell my name right. Spell my name. Who did that?
Destiny's Child, say my name.
What was it?
Destiny's Child, say my name.
Say my name. Not spell my name.
But that was cute.
Okay. Well, all right, let's get out of here. Thanks for dropping in and doing the news for a change.
Yeah, no problem.
We'll do it again sometimes. You promise now that you're a big podcast star on your own?
And
two girls and a
bottle of
a
wine.
Sex toy or whatever the name of it is.
What the? Stop that. Two girls and a bottle of wine.
You can find
it on my Twitter, PinkBarb27.
You know who said that? I hadn't even thought of that
Brian
yet.
Brian B?
Nope.
Kenny Wilson?
Nope.
Kenny Mace?
Nope. Who's the biggest pig you know?
Mike Jones.
Jeremy!
Oh!
Jeremy! Okay, Mike. Mike's a pretty.
Don't
Mike
be
Jones
offended,
a,
Mike. You know that pig was a compliment because you're very clever,
very manly,
but you can be kind of guttery.
Whatever that means, Mike.
Your mind's in the gutter. Guttery.
Jeremy Cornboy was the one that said he listened to the podcast. He
I
liked
forgot
it,
about
he
him.
Goes, he goes, I listened to their podcast. But it was pretty good. Was it two girls and a sex toy?
I bet it took him like a half a day. He's like, I'm going to talk to Steve about the girls' podcast. How can I make it funny? Okay. I'm just kidding. That's mean. I feel like I have some competition with Jeremy. Your bromance.
You probably do. All right, let's...
You admitted it? What?
What? What? Not really. Thank you, Perky Jerky.
Thank you, Pop Chips.
That's right. We appreciate you helping us out with the podcast here. Find them at PerkyJerky.com, PopChips.com, and you can find them on Twitter. They're always... the Perky Jerky dude is always funny. At Perky Jerky.
I know. I'll be reading through my Twitter. I'm like, oh, that's funny. Who tweeted that? Perky Jerky.
Yeah. And you can find them, Pop Chips. They're at @PopChipsCO for Colorado. So thank you guys. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Oh, one more thing before I go. I found this, and I want these guys to be a sponsor at some point, because you know how we love the Hawaii playing with the tiki, got the song, kind of Hawaiian sound. Did you know there's a Mahalo Hawaiian drinking water?
Butterfly did. I did not.
And she's pretty excited about it. I did not know that until today. Mahalo Hawaii deep sea pure water. It's deep sea water. It comes from 3,000 feet below the ocean surface.
Wow.
Yeah, I think maybe the next podcast, when there's not a dog barking, mm-hmm. I'm going to try to find out more about this and give the whole story, because it's really cool. It's like it takes thousands of years for it to get to Hawaii, because mm-hmm. it goes through like a tunnel underground, mm-hmm. and it's filtered and mineral through the earth, and it just sounds really good. So I'm going to check it out, and if somebody else wants to check it out and contact me about it, it's Mahalo Hawaii Deep Sea Water, and the website is hawaideepseawater.com, and I will check it out, and we'll get more info on you about it. So guys, thanks for tuning in to Remasculate. God bless America, and go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys.
Giddy up, oom-bop-a, oom-bop-a, mow, mow.
Oh, that's what's been missing from this show right there.
You just got to cut out that part and uh-huh. put it in everyone.
Yep. We bid you adieu.
Bye-bye. In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and their underwear thing raising noose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remask you leave?
Aloha!